This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Coming up in a moment, Elizabeth Warren versus Senator Scott Brown and questions about Native American heritage and whether or not they even matter.
But first, presidential politics. The Obama campaign is continuing to hammer former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney on his record as a corporate turnaround artist at Bain Capital. Today, Vice President Joe Biden is in New Hampshire making the case, and WBUR's Fred Tice has been following him. Hey there, Fred.
Hi, Anthony.
Give us a sense of what Vice President Biden had to say today.
Well, as you said, he continued to hammer away at Mitt Romney's record as a takeover artist at Bain Capital. And as you know, the Obama administration, the Obama campaign in the last few days have taken a few hits from Romney's side for criticizing Bain, the idea being from the Republicans that the president is trying to criticize basically capitalism. And Biden said that Romney is really fair game here because he says Romney thinks he has a trump card, and that is his business background. Romney says that he is better qualified because of his business experience to become president. And Biden said some say it's not fair to criticize Romney for the work he did in the private sector. And he said, you know, Romney did a great job making money for investors, but that does not qualify him to become president. That is not the president's job. But Biden said those are not the qualities that you're looking for in a president. He said that Romney made money regardless of the communities, and these are his words, that get wasted every time he went into a community. And that may have been fine, Biden said, for investors, and Romney did a great job for them. They're simply not the kind of guy that you want for president. That's the argument he was making.
So Joe Biden up there in New Hampshire in the role of the presidential attack dog, it sounds like. Fred, a lot of analysts say the weak economy could well be the one liability for the Obama-Biden ticket. Did Vice President Biden address the state of the economy today at all?
Well, very much so. And, of course, there they are on the defensive, right? He alluded to the Romney camp's criticisms of the Obama administration, saying that the Obama administration has not done enough of a good job to get the country out of a recession, and used a graph that people might actually have seen or maybe not, where showing job losses, how they continued in the first few months of the Obama administration, but as their policies went into effect, Biden says the job losses were turned into modest job gains and have remained there ever since. So making the argument that to people here that they have a choice in November of either going forward or going backwards. He was saying that Romney wants to take the country back to the days when the economy crashed.
Mm. Fred, New Hampshire is one of the states that, according to pollsters at least, could go either way, one of those crucial swing states in a close race. I'm wondering if you got any sense what the reaction was to the vice president's appearance there?
Look, he got a very enthusiastic response here, Anthony. But as you point out, the polls are on both sides of this. It depends, you know, we've had the last three polls. One has shown Romney ahead. The last two have shown Obama ahead in New Hampshire. Just a few days ago, I got a chance to talk at length with some of Romney's folks. They're very confident that they can do very well here. While the Obama team is trying to get out its base, get out Democrats, as it is in other parts of the country, they have quite a few offices here already. The Romney folks are focusing on the independent voters, and in New Hampshire is famous for its independent voters. They feel they can do quite well here, and they're hopeful that on Election Day, if they win New Hampshire, which the polls here close at 8 p.m., that could actually influence some of the West Coast states, in particular Nevada, and perhaps some of the mountain states such as Colorado and Arizona.
Mm. That's WBUR's Fred Tice. He's been reporting on the visit of Vice President Joe Biden in New Hampshire today. Thanks so much, Fred.
You're welcome, Anthony.